You're listening to the family of Te Gita Podcast, a message from Aukatu. Realizing you are everywhere.
Beloved friends of Earth, in this moment of conscious awareness, I will ask you where you are in location. You might immediately think of a chair, bed, vehicle, or even state or country. But the truth of this exercise and communication will take you much deeper. The intention is to bring comfort as you realize the enormity of the soul with light and power. You are this soul. We have spoken often about spirit, consciousness, and energy. Everything that is alive has all of these aspects as a sacred life force. Upon arrival to the dimension and density of Earth, the journey of everything before this moment is forgotten. In utero, a soul takes the identity of a human that is formed by choice. The Akashic has recorded every life story, and the psyche of each human begins with a new waking dream. The many interests expand with sights, sounds, and touch. Preferences of tastes and smells develop early. Familiarity grows, and the focus of a developing human becomes more present with a sense of self. Over time, the story becomes more structured, and awareness seems to settle with the ego. It becomes about me, as choices are made to benefit the self. Awareness becomes focused on the here and now, and often with rigidity. You might feel isolated and alone at times. You might feel that you do not belong anywhere. But this journey of the soul is infinite, and you are part of the great tapestry of life. So in these moments, I will ask you to be open to truth. This will take you to the far reaches of the infinite mind. The brain is the conduit for receiving messages and communication, but the mind is your connection with oneness and spirit. There is one sacred universal mind. You are part of everything. With the understanding of expanded consciousness, you will see that bilocation, translocation, remote viewing, astral travel, and the perception of leaving the body in near-death experiences all have consciousness in common. If you are sitting in a chair at this moment, it is possible to visit many other realms. Close your eyes and go within. Relax and breathe deeply and allow your inner sight to activate. This is not abnormal. This is who you really are. In one moment of not expecting anything, a seer can travel around their home, to the rooftop, over trees, and into deep space. No human is above another in value. Some have arrived with gifts to be used in service to others. These gifts of clairs, we have spoken about many times, are not useful unless in assistance to others. The energy of the soul is powerful and full of light. The human body cannot contain it all. Therefore, an energy field beyond that around the body extends in all directions and remains throughout the waking dream. It is this sacred field that telepathy enters. It is in this light that angels visit. It is in this beauty that fairies enter in portals of colors. You brought this energy with you when you were born. The energy field that is known to you on Earth and scientifically is in response to your own actions and thoughts. It is not the same as the soul's energy field, which is sacred light. In your chair with eyes closed, realize that you are also in many places. Around you are beings so beautiful that you would laugh and cry simultaneously if you saw them. Pets that have left the body will often remain close in the sacred light around you. You may believe you are sitting quietly in your chair, but you also are in many other rooms of your home. Your awareness tells you of this location of the body. Your perception follows your senses. But as you become the soul with alignment, you will discover that you live in unlimited locations within the consciousness that is always there. The ability to see is not necessary to realize how magnificent you are. But many have opened to visions of their origin, family, and gifts that were once seen as evil. Only those that do not hear the music of life never dance. Aniki Maiya, I love you so, Akatu.